I'm Ruth Tussaud. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Anti-Trump protests intensify and take new forms. Sausalito decides against bike lanes, and San Mateo can begin to oust its sheriff. Masses of people rallied Saturday to condemn the actions of President Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Hands-off demonstrations were organized in more than 1,000 locations in all 50 states. In the Bay Area, demonstrators brought out handmade signs and chanted in opposition to what they saw as an attack on democracy. Livermore veteran Joe Wiley said he believed in the pledge he took to defend the Constitution when he fought in Vietnam. In a packed Frank Ogawa Plaza in Oakland, politician Barbara Lee led the crowd chanting, "Stand up, fight back." And in San Francisco, gender rights advocate and celebrated drag queen Alex Yuen energized a massive crowd calling for accountability, saying, "This is not an administration. This is a freaking regime." On Thursday, hundreds of UC Berkeley students, many from the university's School of Education, rallied at Sproul Hall in a targeted protest against Trump's March 20th executive order dismantling the U.S. Department of Education. In support, UC Berkeley School of Education Dean and Professor Michelle Young explained that although public schools are administered by the states, it's the federal department that provides funding to disadvantaged schools, food for hungry students, data for evaluating educational effectiveness, and civil rights protections. The standoff between Trump's Department of Justice and the nation's legal profession has also grown in scale. On March 6th, President Trump issued an executive order terminating all federal government contracts with the legal firm Perkins Coie and stripped it of its security clearances. The firm once represented Hillary Clinton. Two other large firms received the same treatment but sued back, winning temporary restraining orders. One of them investigated Trump for obstruction of justice in connection with alleged Russian interference in the 2016 election. Last week, a wave of legal statements in support of Perkins and Coie was filed in federal court. One was signed by over 300 law professors, led by Stanford's Philip Malone. Faculty from the UC Berkeley School of Law joined, including Dean Irwin Chemerinsky, as did faculty from law schools in UC Davis, Harvard, Yale, Penn, and the University of Chicago. Over 1,000 law firms across the nation sent statements in support, as well as retired judges and state attorneys general, including California's Rob Bonta, all of them denouncing the executive orders as a grave threat to constitutional governance. Two major firms have agreed to a settlement with the Trump administration, agreeing to do millions in pro bono work aligned with the administration's priorities. One of the top revenue-producing firms in the world, Skadden, Arps, Slate, Meagher, and Flom, settled before getting hit with the executive order. In other news, after a four-hour special meeting last weekend, the Sausalito City Council voted to reject a $500,000 grant that would have added bike lanes along Bridgeway. This section of the waterfront road is comprised of three lanes, two lanes of traffic with a center two-way turn lane. Cyclists currently have to share the road with the cars. The center lane would have been removed to add space for bike lanes. The council chose to explore other improvements like lighted crossways, elevated medians to stop people from driving down the center, a designated truck loading zone, and a 20-mile-per-hour speed limit. In protest, the city's entire pedestrian and bicycle advisory committee resigned, saying their years of work and expert analysis were ignored. A San Mateo County measure giving the Board of Supervisors temporary authority to remove Sheriff Christina Corpus was certified on Thursday. Voters had supported it by 84% in a special election in March, following a November report that described a climate of lies and intimidation in the sheriff's office. Removing Corpus could take months. There's a list of procedures and votes with a potential for appeals and hearings. The board's authority to remove her will expire in 2028. Make a note, Marin County is transitioning from Nextel to a new emergency alert system called Alert Marin. Residents are encouraged to sign up at emergency.marincounty.gov for real-time updates from the Sheriff's Office and fire departments. I'm Ruth Dussault. This has been a production of Local News Matters and Radio Sausalito.